There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
You know, folks, every Tuesday we spend a little time with the NOLA Coalition members, and these are difference makers in our community, and we feel so strongly about it. Even on Election Day, we want to reach out and touch some of these folks and speak with them about what they're doing, because it's really important to our local economy, our local culture, what we do here, and the successes that we enjoy. And today's no different. We're joined by Kelsey Foster, Executive Director of Algiers Economic Development Foundation. Kelsey, welcome to the show.
Hey there. Thanks so much for having me, especially on Election Day.
So, Kelsey, as close as Algiers is, sometimes it seems very far away for some. That, in fact, it's funny. Some people have never been on that bridge, you know, going to that
side
of the
river.
Yeah. But it's good to check in with you guys, because y'all are a very important part of the city and kind of have your own micro economy over there as well. So tell us about what's going on in Algiers.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of really exciting stuff happening in Algiers right now. We are about 58,000 people, so we're a large chunk of the population of New Orleans, and we are everything within City of New Orleans here on the West Bank, which is something I think a lot of folks don't know either. We are rocking and rolling here with a lot of small business support. That has been the backbone of our services for the last several years. We've seen a huge increase in small, locally owned restaurants, which has been very exciting for us. And just recently hosted our first career fair since before Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah, it's interesting. Algiers is really kind of walker friendly for in many areas of Algiers, right?
It is. It is. It depends where you're at, but especially the old Algiers community, that kind of historic land use that you're used to seeing maybe in other parts of East Bank, New Orleans, really lends itself to coming over maybe on the ferry to walk around, grab dinner, grab a drink, maybe at the Old Point Bar on the levee, and making a night of it.
And because of, even though with the new bridge, it's a lot easier, old habits die hard. I guess it's really important to make sure that there's so a lot of what is available on the East Bank is also available right there in Algiers. And I got to imagine in some cases that's got to be a challenge, right?
Absolutely. That's a big part of what we do here for not just our small businesses, but also our job seekers, our residents, is trying to kind of serve as a, you know, a bridge, if you will, to the East Bank. We find that river separates us in a lot more ways than just traffic. And it's pretty common that we talk to small business owners or residents who just don't know about some of the services or programming that exists elsewhere in our region. I think for a lot of us, we identify as much as a West Banker as we do a New Orleanian. And so sometimes it can be easier for us to plug our folks into programming even in Gretna or, the West Bank at Jefferson Parish, or even over in Plaquemines. And so we try to make sure we've got a really good pulse on all the things going on across the East Bank and West Bank, New Orleans. So we can plug in our people to the technical support programs for small businesses, to careers that are in demand and on the rise, because that message doesn't always make it over here to Algiers.
I get through Algiers quite a bit. My mom's in a nursing home over there, and I've seen just a lot of improvement, a lot of cleaning up, a lot of drainage work. The canals look a lot prettier, as impossible as that may seem. But there's been a lot of activity there.
Absolutely. You know, one story we tell quite a bit about Algiers in this kind of current moment is the curse and the blessing that not flooding was for us in Katrina. So obviously, you know, we didn't have any levee breaching. We remained fairly dry. But that does mean that we didn't see a lot of public investment into capital projects for a long time. Obviously, there was greater need elsewhere in the city. And now that that kind of rebuilding money is sunset, we're starting to see that investment come across the river to Algiers. So we've just cut a ribbon on a new 4th District New Orleans Police Station. Our library is new. We've just reopened Skelly Rupp Baseball Stadium. So for the first time in a long time, our Algiers kids can play a local home game for baseball or softball.
Y'all have some teaching institutions there. Holy Cross College seems to be doing, they're alive and doing very well.
That's right. A lot of folks don't know that Algiers is home not just to the University of Holy Cross, which is a private four-year institution, but also Delgado West Bank, which is obviously our Delgado Community College. And so I think there's a little bit of something for everyone here in that regard. One of my absolute favorite statistics about University of Holy Cross is that they are one of the leaders in the entire country for economic mobility, meaning students are coming in at a socioeconomic status lower than where they will find themselves after graduation. So it's really a way to get a good job and move yourself up for your family.
Hell yeah, I have a Chick-fil-A in Algiers now.
I mean. We do. Man, we've got to cut a lot of ribbons lately, and that's an exciting part of my job, but I don't think we've had as much excitement about much of anything as we have about a Chick-fil-A. So folks love it, and they seem to be thriving. And I want to also just note, they are a wonderful community partner for us. We host a workforce development program for high school juniors and seniors every spring. And Chick-fil-A is always a wonderful part of that, not just in donating some chicken, which the young folks love, but also in sending volunteers. We host mock job interviews once a year with our cohort, so they have to practice dressing up and preparing for the job interview. And usually a team member from Chick-fil-A joins us to give a youth that opportunity to practice before the real thing.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Yeah, you know, the General de Gaulle corridor is really, it looks a lot different today than it did just 5 years ago. And I guess that's a testament to a lot of hard work by a lot of groups such as yours. But it's really paying off.
Absolutely. We are really excited to see investment, as you mentioned, in the canal. DePaul Community Health has just opened a primary care clinic here, which we are incredibly excited about. Algiers saw some of the highest rates of COVID deaths and in the entire city of New Orleans, and we want to make sure that that health care access is really, really available for our folks. Crossing that river truly can be a pain in the butt sometimes, so we're happy to have them here. And we're hopeful for even more investment in the near future. There is a lot of developable and underdeveloped multifamily opportunity here in central Algiers, and we're really hopeful that we can work with some really quality, reputable developers to come over here and provide some safe housing for folks when we know our city is in a lot, we've got a lot of demand for affordable, safe housing.
Kelsey, correct me if I'm wrong. Did I see a study that that indicated that there that housing was more affordable in Algiers than most of the other areas within the city of New Orleans?
It is. Actually, as a whole, it's about a 30% discount on a comparable piece of land. So that's going to be a little different depending on where you are in Algiers. We're 17 square miles with a lot of diversity from Algiers Point all the way down to English Turn and a lot in between. But generally speaking, that bridge discount will get you a little more house for your buck over here in Algiers. And it's something we've started to really see grow for us, particularly along the levee between Federal City and Algiers Point. There's been two really amazing developments of gorgeous housing with a beautiful view of the river and downtown and right next to the ferry. So a great place to live to get yourself to work quickly.
Absolutely. Now, you guys have a big event coming up. Saturday, December 7th is the Algiers Holiday Bonfire and Concert. Tell us about it.
That's right. The Bonfire is the largest festival in Algiers every year. It will be December 7th this year, and it's a nod to the traditions of the river parishes. So just like they do upriver, we light a 30-foot bonfire. It's usually something artistic, so a sculpture of some sort. We partner with the New Orleans Fire Department, and a lot of our small businesses come out to highlight their services. So if you want to try a new food truck or a pop-up over here on the West Bank, you're going to find them at the bonfire. We've also got a holiday art market, so it's a great place to do some Christmas shopping, especially if you want to support local and local artists.
And for more information on that, you can go to your website at algierseconomic.com. Is that correct?
That's right. Everything will be on our website. The festival is free and open to the public, and we really encourage everybody to come out, especially if you haven't been or if you haven't been in a while. We've really invested in a lot of ways to include our community in this event, so we're highlighting local high school marching bands, church choirs, and our headliner this year will be Sun Pie Barns, and we're incredibly excited to have a little bit of Zydeco music with us this year.
Absolutely. And then right on the heels of that, you have your Algiers Economic Development Foundation annual meeting on December 11th at the English Turn Golf and Country Club.
That's right. December's a busy month for us. We like to keep it rolling over here. The annual meeting is a great time to come out and network with other businesses. It is a time to hear about what it is we've been working on over here in Algiers all year, and to meet other folks invested in the West Bank. It's usually a really great turnout with some great information and really wonderful opportunity. So I highly encourage you to check out our website for tickets and information. We're also currently open to sponsorships. So if you'd like to invest in the work we're doing here on behalf of small businesses, youth, and community in Algiers, you've got two opportunities coming up on December 7th and 11th.
Final thoughts?
I mean, I think I'd be remiss if I didn't say that the West Bank is the best bank. And if any of your listeners want to know more about why I think
spoken
that,
like a true
I
West Banker,
to reach out.
Kelsey Foster, thank you so much for joining us today. Executive Director of the Algiers Economic Development Foundation. Keep up the great work and have a great weekend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
All righty. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Stay with us.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.